Girlies, and welcome back to the pod. Today, I'm sharing your most embarrassing stories. So, everybody get excited. Y'all sent in so many. It genuinely took me over an hour to, like, go through all of them, which is just so fun, and there were so many good ones, but of course, I could only pick a few. So if your story isn't featured, just know, there were so many, so there were a lot to choose from. But thank you, everyone, for sending in your stories. Also, quick story time before we actually start sharing the stories. So, I was just walking my dog outside today. You know, casual, in my cute outfit. First of all, I would like to point out, I'm in a really cute outfit right now. I have my hair all done, cute little braid thing going on. Have a cute Lulu top and, like, this fun, colorful skirt, okay? Just walking my dog with my AirPods in. It literally feels like a hot girl walk. And oh, who do I see? My sexy neighbor down the street, whose name I still don't know. But my brother and I used to joke, literally when we were like in middle school, because it's this guy and his sister. And we only know them as like Soccer Girl and Soccer Girl's brother. So Soccer Girl's brother was out today. And we kept making, like, eye contact, which was just kind of awkward, but I don't, like, know who he is, so I couldn't say hi. We were also, like, on opposite sides of, like, this, like, cul-de-sac type thing. I don't know. Kind of weird, but I was like, interesting times. Also, this morning, Hadley left for UGA. I might have cried a bit. I might have been dramatic, too, because I'm literally going to see her next week, but whatever. So my whole family is now driving to Georgia, which is so fun and exciting. And then I'm here babysitting the dog. So let's hope Tilly doesn't come in the middle of this episode because that would be really annoying. Also this week, I bought some cute jewelry. I may need a TikTok about it, but it's all from E. Newton because I kept hearing about that. I was like, E. Newton, where have I heard that from? Literally Bama Rush talk. Okay, I have been so influenced, whatever. But I went to this cute boutique where I lived that was like on campus at the university, and I got this really cute gold bracelet, and it has a C and it has like beads, and then I got these three rings. I stacked two of them, and then I have one, and I've never been like a ring girly, but I'm trying to get into it, you know. Oh my god, I just realized I might have flashed people. Anyway, that's a little awkward. I'll probably have to edit something. Wow, that's great. Okay, starting off so strong. That's my embarrassing story. Flashing everybody who listens to the podcast. Wow, great. Okay. Now, into the actual embarrassing stories. Okay, everybody get super excited. We have a lot of stuff about falling. We have a lot of stuff about periods. About embarrassing yourself in front of boys. Embarrassing yourself at school. Just in general. Some good, funny stuff. So, get excited. Now. First story. So one time my friends and I were staying at a hotel for a little girl's trip. We went out to the pool, but you can't get into the hotel without a key card. So we just put a towel in between the door to keep it open. Apparently that makes the fire alarm go off. So yeah, the fire alarm went off for the whole hotel and people had to evacuate. And we didn't want anyone to know it was us. So we ran into the hot tub where there were lots of college-age boys. We were much younger than them at the time. Anyways, we tell them that it was us, but they said that they wouldn't tell anyone. All of a sudden, a worker comes out and looks around and tells everyone at the pool to not use towels to prop the door open. We were super embarrassed, so we decided to go back to our hotel room. As we came up, a lady says to us, "Was it you guys who set the fire alarm off?" Jokingly. But we stared at her because we thought she knew. Funny to think about it now, but in the moment, we thought we were going to jail or something. Okay, but honestly, oh well. Like, I don't know. I feel like at school, people get in trouble for the fire alarm, because I know there have been kids in my school who will literally just pull the fire alarm for memes, which I don't really get, because I don't understand the point of that. But, you know, oh well. What do I know, right? But people at my school would get in so much trouble for that. So that's good that you didn't get in trouble. Though honestly, I would be so pissed. I was just chilling in my hotel room and a fire alarm went off. And it was an accident too, and there wasn't an actual fire. But that's kind of funny. Silly memes. Okay. 3 years ago, I used to take Taekwondo classes. There was a guy a year older than me, and he was so cute. His eyes, hair, everything. Oh my God. One day he kept staring at me, and I thought he liked me. When I got home, I found out that I had gotten my period and that there was a huge blood stain on my pants. So he wasn't actually looking at me because he liked me. It was because I had bled through my pants and had a giant red spot. Yikes. Yikes. I bet too, you're like feeling so confident about yourself. You're like, oh my God, this cute older boy is looking at me. Wow, I must look so cute and good. And then you get home and you're like, boy, literally, what is going on? It's your period. I might cry a bit. I don't know. I'm never really, actually, that's not true. I don't think I've ever actually bled through my pants since I was like in sixth grade. But that's honestly traumatizing. It truly is. I was babysitting two little boys once, and keep in mind that they are 3 and 5 years old, so really little. We were playing a robot game where they told me what to do, and there were simple commands like turn in a circle, count to 10, touch your nose, etc. The 5-year-old then gives me a task. Take off your clothes. And I obviously did not do it, and I dismissed the subject, but I thought it was really strange. Later that night, the 2-year-old grabbed me onto the edge of the shirt and said, boobies, boobies, and I didn't say anything, and I went on doing the dishes. I proceeded through the night and put them to bed, and when the dad came home, I had to tell him that both the 2 and 5-year-old had said something inappropriate to me. I would have been completely fine if it was the mom, but no. I had to talk to the dad. I was traumatized because he completely dismissed it and took the kid's side. There was an awkward silence for about 5 minutes, and he didn't even offer to walk me home. It was past midnight. I was so mad, but he pays well, so I still babysit for them. The boys are still devils, but I'm surprised the kids haven't said anything else bad. Oh gosh. Wow. Wow. To be fair though, I did have a kid when I was babysitting and he kept grabbing my boobs and I had to tell him. It's like this little baby boy, he was literally 2 years old, and I had to say, I was like, baby boy, whatever his name is, I'm not gonna say his name. I was like, you can't do that. That's inappropriate. You can't do that. And he was like, oh, okay, Carmen, I'm sorry. But they didn't like know it was wrong. Which is kind of sad, but that's so weird that the dad wouldn't even be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about my kids. That was really inappropriate of them. Because even if you know, like as a parent, your kid doesn't know better, I feel like you should still apologize. And like for you to still work there, I don't know. I don't know. The dad seems to give bad vibes, but you know, that's just from one story. Maybe he's a nice guy. I don't know. Anyways, so right before summer break, my grade went on an end of the year field trip. We were put into smallish groups that we would stay with for all the activities during that week. Lucky me had this guy in my group. I'll call him Stuart because I feel like that's an ugly name. Wow, I love that. I can already tell this story is going to not be nice. Wow, okay. I knew a guy named Stuart. I would agree with the previous statement about the ugly name. Anyways, I'd had a couple classes with Stuart before and gathered that he's basically an egocentric, loud, misogynistic bully. Oh gosh. So I was not very excited to have him in my group. Well, obviously, he sounds genuinely terrible. Plus, all of his annoying friends were with me too. Oh gosh. A mean guy and his posse. No, it's like Mean Girls, but for dudes. Yikes. Yikes. The entire week, he would make fun of whatever I said or try to turn it into an argument. It felt like he was always picking fights with me for literally no reason and trying to put me down and make me feel bad about myself. And I'm already a really insecure person, and that wasn't easy for me. I was also struggling with my anxiety and going through a depressive episode during that time, so I was in a really bad place mentally and pretty sensitive to everything. Still, I managed to not fall apart until the middle of the week. Until Wednesday night. We were making s'mores at the campfire, and he was, loudly, so that we could all hear, complaining that s'mores were disgusting and gross. I was kind of annoyed by his voice by then, but I decided to try and be the bigger person, so I reassured him that I was sure he wouldn't be forced to eat them. I talked to him in the exact same way I had reassured my friend a few minutes ago, who also didn't want to eat the campfire food, but he totally got angry and started shouting at me, telling me that he wasn't talking to me and a whole lot of other stuff that you probably can't say on here. Probably true. He's like cursing you out in front of everybody. Honestly, that seems more embarrassing for him than for you. I feel like, too, whenever someone's yelling at you, it's always more embarrassing that they're yelling because you're like, why are you overreacting? I'm literally just sitting here doing nothing. I don't know. Personally, I find that more embarrassing. For Mr. Stewart, literally, what are you doing? Okay, continuing. I know it's kind of stupid, but that was the thing that drove me over the edge. And here's the embarrassing part. I started to have a panic attack. I get them sometimes because anxiety, but I hadn't had one since last year. It was definitely the worst one I ever had. And you know why? Because I was hyperventilating and crying right in front of my entire grade. Literally 100 kids were staring at me. This was a tiny campfire place. We were all squished together, and Stuart was still yelling at me saying, oh, now you're crying? And that I was looking for attention or whatever. My panic attack got worse the more he yelled at me, and I felt like I was going to be sick. And everyone was just staring at me and whispering. All the conversations had stopped. And the literal cherry on top, the teachers and counselors refused to let me leave the campfire. I wasn't even allowed to go behind one of the cars and pull myself back together. They said that I would get suspended if I left. So I was forced to have this entire panic attack in full view of my entire grade. It was seriously the most embarrassing thing ever. Even thinking about it makes me feel embarrassed. The next day, I overheard so many people making fun of me and gossiping about me and what had happened the previous night. It was the worst experience, and I still can't believe I wasn't allowed any privacy. Okay, literally, what the hell, though, for your teachers not, like, diffusing the situation or not saying anything? Because, first of all, someone should have said something to Stuart, because why is he being a bully? And I'm sure all the teachers are like, ugh, not this kid again. Because that's just so mean. Also, why wouldn't they let you leave? That sounds awful. That's not so much embarrassing as that makes me so sad. But, like, I understand. Crying in front of your grade is, like, ugh, uncomfortable. Not even that this is on the same level as what had happened to you, but my sophomore year, my boyfriend and I at the time had broken up for the first time. We broke up a few times. In like the middle of the school day, okay? And I was so upset about it. I'm pretty sure that I broke up with him too, which I don't even know. But I started bawling at school, and I went to go sit in a conference room in my school. And it's just this little room to the side of the hallway. But the thing about the conference rooms is that the wall is glass. So everyone could see me. My face gets really splotchy too when I cry. So my entire face was red. You could obviously tell that I was crying, and people were just walking by the door, just staring at me. So that was a bit embarrassing. But I get it. I get it, girly. The sponsor of this episode is Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I hated taking a bunch of pills and vitamins to improve my health. And I wanted a supplement that actually tasted great.
So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Literally everything. AG1 is a lifestyle friendly, meaning whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, you can still try it out. AG1 also improves your sleep quality and recovery, along with mental clarity and alertness. It is also extremely affordable. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And as always, that will be linked in the description of this episode. So last year, I had a huge crush on this guy. And I had a couple classes with him and stuff, and knew the routes he went to class. Normal stuff, you know? Side story. When I was in middle school, I used to, like, this is kind of embarrassing. There would be some guys that I had crushes on. It was, like, one in particular that I was like, oh my god, I'm literally in love with him. Keep in mind, I was, like, in sixth grade, so, like, what did I know? But I would know exactly where he was going. And I would try to, like, bump into him in the hallway, make eye contact. But I don't think I've done that since middle school. But, like, that just reminded me of that, knowing the routes people go to for class. The only time I ever really know that is, like, for my friends. Like, at school, I'll know where they're coming from because I'll see them. We'll pass each other in the same spot every day. I'm like, oh, they're coming from English. Oh, they're coming from calc. Like, that type of stuff. Anyway, continuing on with the story. So that year, I was at a new school, and I had no friends. Like, I knew nobody and had no friends throughout the entire year. Anyways, one day, I was walking to my class, and I walked up a flight of stairs. And right as I got to the top step, I saw my crush. And he was about to walk down the steps with his friends. Well, right as I noticed it was him, I tripped on the last step on the staircase and sprawled out all over the floor, literally face planted in everything, dropped my books and my things. Everything flew everywhere. And everyone in the stairwell was just staring at me. And my crush and his friends started full on laughing at me. I quickly got up and ran away almost crying. It was so embarrassing. Don't worry. After that, I didn't have a crush on him anymore. Yeah, probably a good idea. So, it was so ironic because that sounds like something straight from a teen movie. It does, doesn't it? But the amount of times I have genuinely face-planted at, or I face-planted at my high school was kind of embarrassing. I feel like you're always like, oh, this would never happen to me. There's no way that's actually real. People don't actually trip and face-plant in front of the entire school. Yeah, and then it happens to you, like, 3 times, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess it does. I guess it just happens to me, right? Here are a few of my embarrassing stories about face-planting at school. First one, we start in middle school, okay? I was in drama class. I was really nervous, stage fright. I had to go up on the stage and perform some skit or whatever, okay? And the stage in this drama room was literally just, like, this platform, but you kind of had to take one step up. And as I was taking that step, I face planted in front of my entire drama class and everybody laughed at me. But it was okay because I had to continue my skit and it ended up being good. And it was fine, but I was super embarrassed. Okay. Fast forward, freshman year of high school. The amount of times I just fell freshman year was like kind of weird. I really don't know what was going on with me because I genuinely fell down the steps like 3 times. First time freshman year, okay. It was pouring rain outside.
And I was just coming back in from the cafeteria, because cafeteria at my school is in a separate building. And kids in my school, when it was lunchtime, would just leave their backpacks on the hallway since it was, like, raining and no one wanted to bring it outside. So while I was looking through my backpack, I was stepping over straps and everything. I look up, and there's a senior boy looking at me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Wow. And so, of course, I get distracted. And knowing my luck, the floor is slippery because it had just rained and everyone's shoes were making it slip. And I trip over this man's backpack strap and literally faceplant onto the floor. He says nothing. My friends are standing around me. They're like, oh my God, how did that just happen? My knee was bruised. My ego was bruised. But literally in the middle of the hallway, faceplant. Another time I fell, I was walking up the steps and I just tripped. But it was okay because one of my friends caught me. Another time I was going down the steps and I literally like fell down my butt, down multiple steps. So at school, I was always genuinely paranoid that I was going to fall. But I feel like it's valid because I did fall so many times. But yeah, you think, you're like, wow, this is straight from a teen movie. And then it happens to you like a few times and you're like, no, this is just my life and my luck. But it's okay because it like humbles you a bit. And sometimes we all need to be humbled. You know, I'm a varsity cheerleader at my high school, and one night during a big football game, almost all of the kids from my school were there, keep in mind, I was taking my sweatshirt off, and like, sweatshirts, sometimes when I take them off, they pull my top up a little. But the thing was, I wasn't wearing a bra with my uniform because it was so tight, I didn't think I needed one. And it turned out that while I was taking my sweatshirt off, I flashed the entire student section, literally my entire school. And now people, when they see me in the hallway, say, nice boobs. Oh god, I would cry. Genuinely, I would cry. But like, ugh, that is so uncomfortable too. And then you have to keep doing cheer after that, after you just flash the entire student section, and I bet you're never gonna hear the end of it. Sorry, I don't think this is gonna make you feel better, but I would, wow, that is so rough. That is extremely rough. Okay. Moving on, because, wow. Imagine flashing your entire school. I don't even know what I would do. I mean, I did, like, at the beginning of the episode, almost flash people on video for the pod, which I don't even know if I did. I'm gonna have to rewatch the video and then see if I'm gonna need to have to, like, censor my top for that time. But now I'm paranoid. I keep pulling my shirt up. Anyway, it's fine. Okay. So I went on a date with this guy, and I leaned in to kiss him because we were having a moment together. And all of a sudden, he swerved away saying, ew, no. I would honestly rather kiss the ass of a monkey. Oh my god, how rude. And now I'm gay. Love you, queen. Well, okay, at least you know that now. That's good. But also rude. I hate, some people just say things so aggressively that I'm like, this is nowhere near necessary. Like, why would anyone have to say that? Why couldn't you just be like, no thanks, you know, or just, the swerve is enough. The swerve is enough. We get the message, okay? But wow, really trying to tear you down. Ugh. Guys are so rude. Literally hate all of them. This guy liked me, and when my friend and I were waving bye to him, he slipped and fell down the whole set of stairs at our school. Oh my god. There was actually, wait, this is kind of funny, but I feel really bad. There was a girl at my school. I feel like I'm telling, like, a secret. This is kind of funny. There was this girl at my school, and apparently, it was either at school or at her house. She fell down a set of stairs and had to be, like, on bed rest for a while because she had, like, broken and, like, bruised and fractured things from falling down the steps. But, like, we were all just really confused because it was, like, how do you fall down all the steps? But I guess it's not that hard if that guy did that. So, I'm sorry. That's a big ick. Seeing a guy, you, like, fall down the steps. No. Like, I know you can't help it, but just also, no, thank you. No, thank you. Okay. So, the other day I went shopping with my sister, and she's going to be a freshman in college, so we were looking for fun game day outfits. She found a dress that she thought was cute, so she went into the dressing room. While she was changing, I was sitting outside all the dressing rooms in a chair. All of a sudden, I hear the curtain door of the dressing room open and look up. I say, "Oh my gosh, wow, that looks so cute on you." Only to realize it wasn't my sister. It was some literal random girl. And she looked at me really weirdly and was super confused. So I tried to play it off by saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, haha. I thought you were someone else, but you do look really cute." But it was still so awkward. I then told my sister and we just laughed about it. Honestly, memes. Literal memes. This would happen to me though, honestly. Wow. I feel like it's the grown-up version of when you were little and you would run to someone thinking it was your mom or your dad and it was just some random person. And then you just kind of have to play that off, like swear them and you're like, "Whoa, haha. Sorry about that, bud." Yeah, that is extremely awkward. Yep, wow. Okay, so a couple days ago, my parents and I were going out to dinner, and I wanted to wear my new shorts, but they were hella wrinkled. So I went to go iron them, but my parents were rushing me. So while I was ironing them, I thought to myself, "Oh, well, to make it go faster, I'll just iron them while I'm wearing them." Yeah, not a good idea. Now I have a giant burn mark on my upper thigh, and it's the most stupid and embarrassing thing ever. Everyone I know asks me about it, and I get embarrassed all over again. Girl, you burned yourself with an iron? What is that? Second degree burn? Third degree? First? I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know any of the difference. I know one is from, like, a rug. Like, rug burn. One is from, like, fire. But I don't know what wow. That sounds so painful. I'm just trying to imagine that. Because, think about it. Whenever you're, like, straightening your hair, and you get your finger caught in it, that burns. Or just using a hot glue gun burns. Imagine having an entire iron on your leg that has to scar or be there for a while. That is so painful. No pair of wrinkled shorts are worth that. I would just wear them wrinkled. Wow. Ooh. Things everyone maybe has done. Send a screenshot to the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the worst thing, a screenshot of the text you were texting with, and you mean to send it to your other friend, but you actually send it to the same friend you were texting. Yeah, I've done that one a few times. There's no way to make that one okay and play it off well. You're just like, "Well, crap. It is what it is. Just gotta accept the fact." That is always so awkward, though. That's why I get so paranoid. If I'm screenshotting someone's text, I, like, triple check before I send it to someone else. Because often, it's so easy, too, just to think about the person you were texting and took the screenshot of, to type their name in instead, because you're thinking about it, instead of typing in your friend's name. Oh my god. Literally the worst. Or when you accidentally, like, screenshot or screen record things. Sometimes I'll be on FaceTime and I'll have, like, the screen mirroring thing on. I don't know what it's called, where they can see your screen. But, like, if I go on certain apps, it says that I'm screen recording. And people are like, "Why are you screen recording me?" But then at the same time, like, do I care that much? I'll just be like, "Oh, because I'm going to show my sister or my friend literally all of our texts. Okay? Leave me alone. Thank you. Thank you." I was in Spain and had too much to drink. I started walking back home and then saw a massive group of people that I knew. And then one girl I met the other day came up to me quickly and was like, "Girl, your boob is out." I looked down and my entire boob was just out of my dress, just hanging out there. My best friend was with me and I just started laughing and I couldn't understand what was going on and how long it had been like that for. I died. What is with everybody's boobs just, like, hanging out? That's the common theme of this episode. I flashed my entire school. My entire boob was hanging out when I was in a foreign country. Good stuff. Good stuff, guys. That is honestly It's like those dreams people have where it's like the fear of being naked in public, where you would have a dream where you're just sitting there and everyone's laughing at you and you look down and you're like naked, you know, and you're like, oh my God, literally what is happening to me? And wow. But this is like in real life. In real life. But also, who cares? If it wasn't actually people that you know, also if it was, whatever. The amount of times I have flashed people on FaceTime, though, I will be honest, is probably, like, too much. Not even on purpose, just because I'm not paying attention, and I'll just set the phone up somewhere where I'm changing, and, like, something will fall, and I'll not be paying attention. Or I'm standing in a towel, and my towel just, like, slips a bit. Like, my sister and I share a bathroom, and I flashed her so much this summer just accidentally, because we were just talking, and my towel would just, like, fall down. But, like, being outside in public, at least you were, like, drunk or something to make it more manageable. Because imagine being, like, dead sober, like that cheerleading girl, and just flashing people accidentally. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. No thank you. No thank you. I'll pass. I'll pass. For real. For real. For real. Okay. Next story. Who's ready? Who's excited? Well, let's get into it. I had started my period at school, so I used a pad since it was just super light. After school, I had a softball game, and my softball team wears white pants. Ooh, I can already see where this one is going. Not looking too good. Not looking too good, bud. Since I didn't want to use a tampon, I put a new pad on. Then I played the game and didn't think I had bled through that bad. But then I got home, and there was so much blood on my pants. The worst part is that at the end of the game, we were sitting in a circle, crisscross applesauce, where everyone could see, and I was completely oblivious until I got home. Okay, but I'm sorry, how do you not notice that? Genuinely. Because you're sitting crisscross applesauce, are you not, like, ever looking down and you're like, oh my God? Because that's something that would catch your eye, okay? Sitting crisscross applesauce in white pants, and you look and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll put my hands over. Maybe I'll change the way I'm sitting. No. I'm sorry. How do you not notice that? But also, that is so rough. I'm shocked no one would say anything to you and be like, girl, just so you know, looks like you bled through. But I guess people thought you already knew. That would probably be it. Like, just thinking, oh, there's no way she wouldn't know that she bled through. Little do they know, you genuinely had no idea, right? Wow. Rough. It is rough out here for y'all. Wow. Should have sent in some of these stories for the period horror stories, story time, guys. Really? That was a good episode, though. So, if you want more period stories, check out the story time episode from a few weeks ago. Maybe, I'm gonna be honest, since I'm recording all these episodes in advance, I don't even know which ones have come out and which ones haven't. Like, I kind of know, but also, like, not really. I don't even know if that one has yet, because, fun fact, it is August when I'm recording. This is literally a month in advance. How crazy is that? Okay, the period horror stories one came out August 1st, so if you want to listen to that, definitely check it out. Okay. Next story, y'all. I have a younger brother, and he's only 1 year-ish younger than me, so we're pretty close. When we were on vacation, and my dad and my brother had a different room than me, my sister, and my mom. So my brother thought it would be funny to come to our room door and talk in some really weird voices. I told him to go away, and so he did. Another voice comes to the door and cracks it open, and I hear the voice he was making again, and I yell at him. I say, go away, you aren't funny, what are you doing? And there is silence for about 30 seconds. I hear the voice again, and I go to open the door, and as I say, can you go away, thinking it was my brother, I look and realize it's the cleaning lady that works at the hotel. I felt so bad for days, and I was so embarrassed every time I saw her. Yeah, there's no recovering for that from that one. Yikes. She was probably so confused. But also, I feel like if you're a cleaning lady, people would just yell at you. because people are rude, you know? But wow. And I bet your brother just teased you for that the whole time, where he was like, oh my god, I can't believe you thought that was me. Ha ha ha. You're like, oh my god, leave me alone. I am literally struggling. Ha ha ha. You know? Wow. Wow. That one actually made me cringe a bit. That's making me cringe. Yikes. Yikes. I had a massive crush on this one guy. We'll call him Chad. What a good, manly... I'm trying to think of a word that would not be censored. Manly, frat boy-like name. Okay. And I had an English class with Chad. The backpack I had at the time was broken, so the straps were very loose. Chad's table was right next to mine, so when I started packing up, my foot got stuck on the strap of my backpack, causing me to fall right into his table. And I'm not talking just a little stumble. I'm talking full on the floor, holding onto the corner of the table for dear life. I was, let me just say this, struggling. No one else in the class noticed that I had literally face planted, except for him. I could feel my cheeks getting hot and super bright red as he walked up to me, who hadn't gotten up already. I was still on the table and desperately trying to make it look like I didn't just fall. I was just leaning there, casually. He asked me, are you okay? And instead of responding like a normal human, I did this awkward giggle. Oh, that was good. Did you hear that? That was good. That was a good giggle. And I ran away. I was mortified and still am to this day. Okay, at least Chad was nice. Nicer than that other guy when the girl fell down the steps. Shout out Chad. I take back anything I said about a Chad name. Wow. Good for you. That is so kind and nice. Wow. Kind of surprised though. I'm trying to think of anyone who would actually be nice to me if I ever fell. But honestly, I feel like your real friends, you know, someone's a real friend that if you fall and faceplant, they're going to make fun of you forever. And tease you, you know, and the first thing they're going to say is not, are you okay? They're going to start peeing their pants. That's how you know you're good friends with someone, is that if they laugh at your pain and discomfort, which then again, I'm like, do I know who is my good friend? Do I like, is that a bad like bar to have for people? I don't know, like maybe, but oh well. So in my school, there are lots of twins. I'm a twin, guys. Oh my god, my cousins are twins. Wow. Okay, anyway, crazy. And in seventh grade, I decided to date one of the twins named Colson. Ooh, that's a sexy name. His brother was named Christian. Okay. And I was already friends with his entire family for a few years before that. So one day after cheer practice, they picked me up and everything was normal. Then I got out of the car and one of the twins opened the door for me, so I assumed it was Colson. I gave him a hug and I kissed his cheek and said goodbye. The next day at school, one of the twins came up to me and said, why did you kiss me yesterday? I said, what do you mean? He said that it was him, Christian, that I had kissed yesterday. And he said that if I had feelings for him, it was okay because he liked me too. I explained that I thought he was Colson. Then, when Colson found out, he broke up with me the next day because Christian had told him that I had feelings for him, even though I did not, and got confused. Wow. Yikes. It's like, what is that movie where, with the Olsen twins, where they switch and they pretend to be each other at, like, summer camp? What is that movie called? I generally have no idea. Wow. What is that? Also, I feel like I was not right about who's in that movie. I don't know, but then they try to get their... The Parent Trap! The Parent Trap. Okay, I figured it out. It's like The Parent Trap, but instead, it's with two guys. This would definitely be made into, like, a book where it's a girl and two twins, or, like, a Wattpad thing. This really does sound like a Wattpad book where people would be like, they were twins. They were identical. I couldn't tell them apart. They were both beautiful. I loved one of them, Archer. But I was torn between the other one. I'm trying to think of the name. Jasper. and I couldn't choose, so I chose both of them, you know?
It's like that. Just like, just kind of strange to me. Anyway, as someone who's a twin, that's a bit weird. But I understand how you can get confused. Like, people really do look the same. My sister and I are not identical. Thank God, truly. Because I wouldn't want someone looking exactly like me. First of all, that's creepy. Second of all, I want to be my own person. And if I had an identical twin, I would feel like I had to be exactly like them and, like, be obsessed with them. So, no thank you. I'm going to pass. So, shout out fraternal twins. If you're a fraternal twin, say, hey, hey, okay. Anyway, guys, this is the last story, okay? It's a short one. It's not my favorite one, but it's the last one. I should have put my favorite one last, but honestly, I wasn't really thinking. I was just kind of adding all of them to the list. Anyway, last story. Get excited. I was on my period at my aunt and uncle's house. Again, with the period stories. We got a lot. We got a lot of embarrassing period moments, which then just makes me think, I feel like there's a problem with, like, sex ed and stuff, or not even sex ed, just health class, of girls not knowing how to manage their periods, or people who menstruate not knowing how to manage their periods. Like, I feel like we should all know and be able to, like, be comfortable with that. And instead, people get embarrassed, people hide it, people don't get the supplies they need, which I'm just like, what? Ugh. It makes me upset and sad for the world, because I just want to tell everybody, I'm like, guys, it's okay to have your period, and it's normal, and you should use a cup if you can, and if that feels comfortable. If you're like, Carmen, what cup should I use? Salt cup. It's so good. It's my favorite. It's the best, okay? Nothing better, I swear. Okay, also, if you want to find it easily, there's a link in my period story times episode for the salt cup if you want to check it out. Anyway, okay, sorry. I'm going to continue with the story. Thank you very much. Okay, so I was staying with my aunt and uncle there because they live out of town, and I got blood on their white rug coming out of the bathroom, and my grandma thought that my grandfather had had an accident and was extremely concerned because she thought he was bleeding out. But I stayed silent when I heard them talking about it. To this day, no one knows that that stain on the rug is from me. I'm sure they kind of do know though, because, like, who else would it be? I bet your grandma walked up and she's like, honey? She's like, is there something you want to tell me? And he's like, what? He's like, what did you say? And she's like, there's blood on the rug. Sorry, I don't know what my accent is. That might be offensive. He's like, what? He's like, am I bleeding again? And she's like, yep. And he's like, okay. I don't know if anyone could actually understand anything that I just said. That was, like, a really weird, I don't know. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, okay, those were all my stories. By all my stories, I mean all your stories. So thank you for sending them in. Also, guys, if you like the podcast, if you like this Storytime episode, make sure you leave a rating and review saying how much you love the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Next, if you want to see more from me throughout the week, you're like, Carmen, I'm obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with your podcast, which is so, like, valid, okay? You can follow me at the Girly Girl Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. And I will tell y'all, I've been, like, stepping up my game on Pinterest. So definitely check that out if you're interested. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you had a few laughs. Hope you cringed a bit. Maybe you heard your own embarrassing story. That's always fun, getting featured on the pod. But I hope y'all have the most amazing week. Guys, it is September. That is so crazy. I feel like it was just summer the other day. Okay. Bye, y'all. Love ya.